News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7:06 here on FM Talk 106.5 as we wake you up on this Tuesday morning. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in studio as well. Sean Sullivan will be back very, very soon. We do have staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the weather, like we do every morning. And Kane has traffic coming up in just a second. Some news to get to this hour. Did you see Aldot addressing concerns over the
tolls?
They had their own version of Mythbusters they put out yesterday.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that a little bit today. Also, authorities searching for a motive in that Gilroy Garlic Festival shooting from yesterday. And what's going on in Russia? Same stuff that's been going on in Russia for a very long time. Nearly 1,400 political dissenters detained in Moscow. Try to hit all of those this hour. It is 7:06 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up in just a minute, we'll have news with Kelly. But first, here's Kane with our traffic update.
Good morning, everyone. From the Vincent Sons Toy Recovery Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, still at Howes Ferry and Moffitt State, troopers have cleared the few accidents they've had. It's been a great ride from the Bayway, the Causeway, coming in from the Eastern Shore. George Wallace, Bankhead Tunnels, no delays downtown. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's only piano bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House, with music from Alabama's own John David Anthony, co-founder of Wed Willie. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Azalea Coffee Service, serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties. For a free month of coffee service, call Wayne, 675-9178. Tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Call 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Seven oh seven on FM Talk 106.5, 74 degrees and climbing outside of our studios on this Tuesday.
Love it.
The humidity is down. It's going to start to rise over the rest of the week. Dr. Bill Williams will give us that full update at the bottom of the hour. But first, it's time for news headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. 7:08 on your Tuesday morning. Rise and shine. There's a health alert you need to know about, especially for those families who are trying to get one more vacation in before the start of the new school year. There's a new warning over in Florida about the Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, EEEV. That's what we're going to call it. It's a mosquito-borne virus which causes brain swelling in humans. The Florida Health Department reported that they're seeing an uptick in mosquito-borne disease activity in Orange County. So you're asking, what does that mean? Well, that means that there's an increased risk of transmission to humans. The alert comes on the heels of several sentinel chickens in the same flock being tested and coming back positive for the EEEV infection. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, most cases have been reported in Florida, Massachusetts, New York, and North Carolina. There's an average of 7 of these cases reported each year. So you're reminded to take the steps to protect yourself and your family against mosquitoes by doing the following. Drain standing water. Cover your skin with clothing or repellent and use repellent with concentrations of up to 30% DEET. And I'm going to add one more thing as a mom. Make sure you check the expiration date on the chemicals that you're having to use, because you don't want to have an allergic reaction to something that already is potent with, you know, ingredients that are designed to keep you safe. That could just backfire in a whole another way and change your vacation plans. Okay, moving on. There have been a warrant and then an arrest involving fraudulent use of a debit card in Gulf Shores, and police there are expecting more cases and more people to continue to come forward. 23-year-old Jerice DeAndre Bryant, he was arrested on July the 26th. He's from Orville, Alabama. Gulf Shores police and officers there, they started their investigation after surveillance video was recovered from a local store where the transaction occurred. An alert officer recognized the person and the vehicle from a vehicle stop made earlier in the same week. After being identified as a suspect, warrants were issued for Bryant on July 26, as I've mentioned. Officers spotted his vehicle the same day. They arrested him. His vehicle was impounded and evidence recovered. So, police in Gulf Shore say now more victims are coming forward and they're filing reports. And they're expecting to hear more about fraudulent use of several different debit cards. So, if you've been a victim or you have maybe additional information which could assist in this investigation, please contact the Gulf Shores Police Department at area code 251-968-2431. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. 7-Eleven now on FM Talk 106.5. And an update on that shooting at the Garlic Festival in California yesterday. Authorities now investigating the social media posts made by the suspected gunman in that California Garlic Festival shooting Sunday night that killed three people and injured more than a dozen others. They're trying to determine a motive for the attack. Santino William Ligon, the 19-year-old, was identified as the alleged shooter on Monday. That was confirmed yesterday by law enforcement sources. Gilroy Police Chief Scott Smithy says it's too early in the investigation right now to determine if any of the victims were specifically targeted or if the shooter fired indiscriminately. Police also checking Ligon's vehicle, which he apparently drove to the park to carry out his attack. They're also executing search warrants at homes that are linked to Ligon. Officials say that 16 people were wounded and three people killed, including two children. They've identified those victims as 6-year-old Stephen Romero, who was with his mother and grandmother, both of whom were also shot. Also, 13-year-old Kayla Salazar died in the shooting, and Trevor Irby, who police say was in his 20s. 7:12 now on FM Talk 106.5. We'll keep you updated with that story as more information comes along, and Mobile Mornings rolls on right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Researchers with Mobile Bay Keeper began testing water samples to try to determine what was found floating in Mobile Bay after video made the rounds on social media. It's believed to be either sewage or an algae bloom. The video was taken just north of Point Clear, and once the city of Fairhope became aware of the video, crews checked the sewer system and found there were no overflows. The state of Alabama is taking steps to protect the discovery of the Clotilda in the Mobile River Delta. Last week, the Alabama Historical Commission filed an admiralty claim in federal court in Mobile. The claim will ensure that the Clotilda and artifacts on the ship will be a publicly owned resource. In 1860, the Clotilda illegally transported 110 enslaved people from Africa to Mobile. The ship was then taken into the Delta and burned. A former Escambia County, Florida sheriff's deputy is charged with battery and sexual assault of a child. Investigators say 33-year-old Jerome Zaid's victims were under the age of 6, and they believe there may be more. The alleged sexual battery happened over the last 21 months. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
A promising University of Alabama linebacker enters the transfer portal. A San Diego Chargers legend passes away, and trading picks up ahead of this week's MLB trade deadline. It's a quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. We start in college football news, where University of Alabama linebacker Iabi Anoma has entered the transfer portal for the second time this offseason. The first time was back in February when the 2018 SEC all-freshman linebacker entered the transfer portal for the first time. That didn't last. He withdrew his name within 24 hours. This last Friday, news came out that Anoma was no longer enrolled in classes at the university, and yesterday was announced that he had re-entered the transfer portal. Anoma was Alabama's top-ranked recruit in the 2018 class and played in 13 games last season as a true freshman. Also yesterday, the Crimson Tide announced a future home and home series against the Wisconsin Badgers. The Tide and Badgers will meet in September of 2024 in Wisconsin. Get your tickets now. They'll also meet in September of 2025 in Tuscaloosa. This year, Bama opens the 2019 regular season against Duke in Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They'll kick off on August 29th. In NFL news, the New Orleans Saints have released wide receiver Cameron Meredith. Head coach Sean Payton announced the news yesterday, with Meredith entering his second year on the team. The Saints signed Meredith last offseason after he suffered a major knee injury in the 2017 season with Chicago. He never fully recovered last year and only played in six games with New Orleans. He caught nine passes and one touchdown before being placed on injured reserve. Former San Diego Chargers fullback Keith Lincoln passed away over the weekend at the age of 80. Lincoln is a member of the Chargers Hall of Fame. He was a five-time AFL All-Star and instrumental to the Chargers' 1963 AFL Championship team. Over the course of his career, Lincoln rushed for 3,383 yards and 19 touchdowns, and also caught 165 passes for 2,250 yards and 19 more touchdowns. Lincoln was known as the Moose of the Palouse while he starred at Washington State University, and after his pro career, he returned to Washington State to serve as the Director of Alumni Relations until 2003. In baseball news, the Philadelphia Phillies have acquired left-handed pitcher Jason Vargas in a trade with the division rival New York Mets. In return, the Mets received minor league catcher Austin Bosart and cash considerations. 36-year-old Vargas is 6-5 with a 4.01 ERA in 19 games this season. The Milwaukee Brewers acquired right-handed pitcher Jordan Lyles from the Pittsburgh Pirates. Lyles was a reserve pitcher last season for the Brewers, going 1-0 with a 3.31 ERA in 11 appearances. This season with Pittsburgh, Lyles has not been as successful, with a 5-7 overall record and 5.36 ERA. He'll now return to Milwaukee to help in the race for the NL Central Division. In the major leagues yesterday, the Washington Nationals beat the Atlanta Braves 6-3. Nationals third baseman Anthony Rendon hit a sixth-inning grand slam in the victory.
There it goes! A no-doubter! See you later! Anthony Rendon slams his way to a 6-2 Nationals lead.
The Braves still hold a 4.5-game lead over the Nationals in the race for the NL East. In other games, Miami defeated Arizona 11-6. The Cincinnati Reds beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 11-6, with Cincinnati's Jose Iglesias hitting a grand slam in the win. Colorado beat the LA Dodgers 9-1. The league-leading Dodgers are in a bit of a slump. They've lost four of their last six games. In the American League, Toronto beat Kansas City 7-3. Detroit got the win over the LA Angels 7-2. And in interleague play, San Diego beat Baltimore 8-1. It's 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. That is the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association, the top women's professional softball league in the USA, located right here in our own backyard. Last night, Team Mobile USA beat the Performance Lab 3-2, setting up a winner-takes-all championship game between the two teams tonight. Tonight's championship begins at 7 p.m. at Pat Hicks Softball Field in Satsuma. You can buy your tickets for tonight's showdown at asbasoftball.com or at the field ticket office. 7:19 coming back. More Mobile Mornings on the way right here on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Johnny's RV is now Johnny's premier boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now, Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus, a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's premier boat and RV supercenter, Highway 90 in Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Still there at Moffitt and House Ferry. Clearing up an accident without injuries as traffic starting to build now from Airport and Schillinger, Cottage Hill and Demetropolis. And again, you'll see at Cottage Hill and Azalea. They'll have extra radar right in front of Fonday Elementary for school today. No problems across the Bayway and the Causeway. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FNTalk 106.5 Traffic.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FNTalk 106.5.
Okay, that's good.
That's good, right? I told you.
You got to check it out. Kelly's Twitter feed, at KellyK2KFinley. You know, we're getting close to that time of year where not only the college teams and the NFL teams suit up to play football, but also those the little tykes, the little leaguers getting ready, putting on the helmet and pads for the first time.
Yeah.
And just like the big boys, they run through banners before games, right, with
but,
the cheerleaders.
But some are directionally challenged. And it's when you see this video, it's funny because you have to watch the kids and watch the coach. Mm-hmm. Because clearly he's like, we've practiced this for weeks. How did you mess this up? And there's that video. And then there's another one that I tagged Dalton in because he's a new dad. Mm-hmm. And if he had to do a press conference, I could see him doing a press conference like this. And I've brought in my faves, the Kansas City Chiefs, mm-hmm. in the mix. And I could totally see you doing this, holding your daughter.
Okay.
Doing a press conference.
I'm going to have to check that one out. Yeah. But I'm loving the Little League video where they don't know, and they run into each other on both sides of the banner. I mean, I remember those days when we practiced running through the banner. Uh-huh. We were so little. That's great. Check it out at KellyK2KFinley, where you can also get some information on news updates at that same Twitter feed, or you can get them right here on FM Talk 106.5. That's what we're doing right now.
I appreciate the segue, my friend. Thank you. 7:23 on your Tuesday morning. So if you're keeping track, on Monday we chatted about Representative Martha Roby. Today we're talking about State Senator Clyde Chambliss. He is a Republican from Prattville. He's making headlines saying, quote, "A clear path to victory was developed over the weekend, but the thought that kept returning to me is that my calling at this time is to continue working to solve the problems that we face in Alabama. I believe that the best place for me to do that is in the Alabama State Senate." The note was posted on his website as a state senator confirmed that he considered running for the congressional seat that Martha Roby will be vacating, but ultimately he decided to stay in his current role. Now, you may recall he was the very same person who was a key sponsor in two high-profile bills in the legislature just this year. The bill to raise the state gasoline tax for infrastructure and the bill that seeks a ban on almost all abortions. Last Friday, Roby announced that she would not seek a sixth term representing the 2nd District. in the world of weather. Dr. Bill talked about this, but in case you missed the first time around, I'm going to tell you this. The National Hurricane Center, they're continuing to watch a tropical wave southeast of Puerto Rico that could move northwestward and impact that island and possibly South Florida in the next week or so. I'm telling you this because we think about how many visitors, how many families, how many single people, how many bachelor, bachelorette parties. How about that? Could be happening when it comes to Puerto Rico, South Florida. If the weather's not right, that puts a dampen, that dampens, I should say, everything. So as of Sunday, tropical wave has only a 20% chance of development over the next 5 days. National Weather Service in Miami says it's too soon to say what type of impact could happen to South Florida, but just be mindful of that. And we're talking rain, Dalton. When it comes to flood watches for the island have already been issued, a flash flood watch, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, they're expecting 4 inches of rain possible there this week, up to 6 inches. So that's a big deal. You remember those who live in Puerto Rico still recovering from that hurricane that caused massive damage, so many lives lost, and the infrastructure there still trying to, you know, start over again.
Yep.
So not that anybody would welcome this type of weather, but these are the last people who want to see anything like this. But we're going to keep our eye on that, and Dr. Bill will join us in a few short minutes to give us more details, especially if you have travel plans heading that way. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Don't forget to check my Twitter feed, at KellyK2KFinley. This will make you smile. Two videos just for you.
Some good stuff there, Kelly. Thank you very much. Yesterday, as citizens of Mobile and Baldwin County continue to fight against LDOT and this toll coming up on the proposed I-10 Mobile River Bridge, LDOT released yesterday via email their own version of Mythbusters. Now, maybe you've seen the Mythbusters show that I don't even know if it still airs, but they would take, you know, common myths that people had heard and then test those myths and try to bust those myths. And at the end, if they determined that the myth was false, they would say myth busted. And that's what LDOT, I guess, was trying to do yesterday. I can't read through the entire email because it's very, very long. I will post it to our Facebook page and to my Twitter feed at Dalton Orwig. But I'll try to read some of this to you, and I'll try to keep sarcasm to a minimum. But LDOT released this email, and it starts with many rumors and misinformation circulating. We will distribute accurate information regarding the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project in this first edition of Mythbusters. Oh boy, there'll be more. In this first edition of Mythbusters, we address some of the issues we are hearing the most. They start off with the first concern: there shouldn't be a toll. They try to bust that myth. They say without a toll, the project won't happen. They're pretty direct with that. If the project doesn't happen, drivers will sit in congestion more regularly and will be more likely to be late to work, pick up the kids, class, and appointments. Hey, LDOT, we already know. That's what we've been driving on already. Not building the project also means the cost of the project will grow due to rising construction costs, so we will be in a worse situation down the road. They added more to that. Then the second concern, tolling is double taxing. That's what the citizens are saying. LDOT's saying a toll is a user fee, not a tax. If a driver does not use the facility, he or she does not pay for it. Drivers only pay a toll when they choose to drive on a toll road because it provides a higher level of convenience, reliability, or safety. Toll customers also pay their share of local, state, and federal taxes through the purchase of fuel. All right, thanks for that information also. Another thing we already knew. A concern, the gas tax should pay for this project. They say the gas tax won't be in full effect until October 2021. Then it is estimated to bring in around $320 million annually for statewide projects. They say if the state set aside $100 million of those annual funds and earmarked them for the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project, it would take 21 years before we could break ground. And they add, given inflation, the cost of the project would increase significantly. Another concern, they say the citizens say that LDOT refused federal funding, and LDOT says with the exception of the Infra Grant Award announced on July 25th, so last week, they say LDOT has never been offered federal funding for this project. Another concern, they say you should use BP money to pay for the project. LDOT says under the Restore Act, Alabama is receiving approximately $370 million to be administered by the Alabama Gulf Coast Recovery Council for projects in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Those are focused on ecosystem restoration, economic development, and tourism protection. To date, Alabama's received a total of $97 million in Restore Act funds. We'll get to more of that later. Also today on Midday Mobile, Dr. Lou Campomanosi, who is leading the No Toll campaign, He'll be on for midday today hosting the show. So we'll have a ton of Toll Talk later today. And Mobile Mornings rolls on right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man is in jail this morning after Pensacola police fired shots at him following three hit-and-run crashes. 28-year-old Matthew Williams from Tallahassee led officers on a chase over the three-mile bridge. He was involved in two other hit-and-runs. Authorities caught up to Williams at a store on Cervantes Street where he hit an officer's vehicle and a privacy fence. Officers fired shots into his vehicle, but he kept going and crashed. Williams was not hit by the bullets, but he was arrested. Gulf Shores police believe they're closer to finding out who firebombed a car last month. Security camera shows someone throwing something in a car before it burst into flames near Lulu's. They believe the suspect was a white man driving a dark-colored two-door vehicle with a sunroof. The crime was caught on security video on June 15. A Mobile store that helps support victims of domestic violence will be closed until further notice. Thieves broke inside Penelope's closet by smashing the front door with a brick. While inside, they grabbed a cash register drawer and a jar that held change. The store has only been open for a month. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
For over 40 years, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes has made its mark on the Gulf Coast. Everybody knows who we are and that we offer Liberty, an American-made product, plus service after the sale. Help us celebrate our nation's independence with big savings on Liberty's presidential model. For July only, get $500 off and 18 months 0% interest financing with approved credit. Come see and save. Don't buy from anyone else. You'll be glad you did. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at exit 5B I-65 at Moffitt. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
After a weekend shooting spree cast them into the national spotlight, many in the community of Gilroy, California are asking why here.
One of the reasons the why is so important in these shootings, says Gilroy Police Chief Scott Smithy, is that if the shooter was associated with anyone or any group who espouses hate or racist ideology, Sunday's shooting at the Garlic Festival may not be an isolated lone wolf situation.
There's all kinds of background information that we need to process.
Three people were killed, including a 25-year-old man, a 13-year-old girl, and a 6-year-old boy, along with more than a dozen injured.
There's Jim Roop reporting. A computer hacker gained access to personal information from more than 100 million Capital One credit applications. Federal authorities arrested a suspect in the case.
Capital One said it will notify you. If you were affected by the breach, it's going to notify you. It will make free credit monitoring and ID protection available.
Correspondent Christine Romans on Wall Street. Dow futures are down 76 points. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. A critical Federal Reserve meeting starts today with that highly anticipated announcement on interest rates due tomorrow. Fed watchers expect the central bank will drop its benchmark interest rate by a quarter point. Trade negotiations between the U.S. and China resume today in Shanghai. Expectations for any breakthroughs are low. WellCare Health Plan shares up 1% pre-market after posting a rise in second quarter profit. The Tampa-based company says it's pursuing regulatory approvals for its multi-billion dollar deal with managed care organization Centene. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says Tesla owners will be able to stream Netflix and YouTube from the car center dashboard in the coming months. He says the mode only works while the car is stopped. It'll be packaged with a driver assistance system that includes Smart Summon, which lets the car automatically navigate through a parking lot, find an available spot, and then come back when summoned. The Dow gained 43, S&P slipped off 3 points, as did the Nasdaq down 34. Futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip.
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived. And thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
How
How can you be sure that your current coffee provider doesn't support a $6 toll on the proposed I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel? You can be sure if you buy your coffee from Wayne Biggs, owner of Azalea Coffee Service. He's against those tolls, and he provides coffee and tea and all kinds of break room stuff. Let him know in Montgomery, Washington, and at that secretive hedge fund that we're not going to take it. Get your coffee from Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 today.
This is Wayne Biggs of Azalea Coffee Service, and I approve this message.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now it's 75 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. And for a full update and forecast on our weather, here is staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So yesterday, how high did that temperature get? And what are we looking at today and the rest of the week?
Well, we did reach 94 yesterday. Woo. It wasn't a record. We were off by several degrees from that, but that is above normal. Normal high this time of the year is 91 degrees. The good thing, though, the humidity is still on the low side, and we'll be again today. But as we get into Thursday and Friday, we'll start to see an increase in the humidity as well as a gradual increase in the afternoon thunderstorm activity. Now, today, just isolated thunderstorms. We should have plenty of sunshine, a high today of about 93. Tonight, we'll cool to the low 70s, and then tomorrow, repeat of today's weather, mostly sunny, slight chance of a thunderstorm, and the high will be about 93 degrees. Looking ahead to Thursday, better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms, but we could get as high as 95 degrees. Friday, again, up into the mid-90s with scattered afternoon thunderstorms. And over the weekend, right now it looks pretty good, mostly sunny, with some scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, and the high temperatures should be in the lower 90s.
Forgive me, Dr. Bill, if you don't have this information right there beside you, but something I always like to hear from you is the rain totals for each month. And as we get towards the end of July, do you know how much rain we've had this month and how that relates to what we normally expect?
Yeah, well, so far we're over 6 inches of rain, 6.24. And if we stay with that, we'll fall just a little bit short of the normal total for July. And for the year right now, we're about 5.5 inches below normal. So rain not looking too bad. We're getting pretty close to the normal figure for the month of July. We haven't had any enormous totals for any particular day, but just a little bit every so often. And there we are, getting pretty close to the normal.
And this time of year, near the top of most people's mind here on the Gulf Coast, what's going on in the tropics? I know we got a little something-something in the Caribbean right now and also off the coast of Africa. Tell us what's going on, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, the one in the Caribbean right now is a tropical wave. It's just a cluster of thunderstorms, and that can produce a lot of rain. And that's going to be the case over Puerto Rico at Hispaniola, as this tropical wave moves in a northwesterly direction. And it's going to cause some flooding in the mountainous areas of both the island of Hispaniola and the island of Puerto Rico. That area of thunderstorms will move into the Bahamas in a few days, and it doesn't look like it's going to develop, at least at this time. And most likely all that rain will move onto the Florida Peninsula. The other disturbance is way out over the Atlantic, about halfway between the Caribbean and the African coast. This tropical wave has a chance of developing possibly into a depression or tropical storm, but it's going to take several days, and it's headed generally in a west-northwest direction toward the Caribbean.
All right, and I know you'll keep us updated on that, Dr. Bill, with your eyes on the tropics. We appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, news headlines with Kelly and traffic with Kane right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Marquise Forge, CEO of 1186 Water from Autauga County, Alabama. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251- 877-8008. Call today and find your dreams a home.
According to Marquise Forge, Autauga is a Native American term for good water. And Marquise is capturing this artesian water from the earth below his plant and bottling it in Autaugaville, Alabama. This new business, barely a year old, has given his depressed community some much-needed pride and hope. And the marketplace is loving this exceptional product. First, the water is very good. But when you hear his story, you, like me, may never buy another brand of bottled water again. Listen to What's Working Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone, from the Benson Sons Toy and Recovery Traffic Center. Still there at Old Pass, Cagoula, and McDonald Road. Also clearing one at Moffitt and House Ferry in Older Axton. Traffic flow looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. In light traffic, no delays from the 1065 split. Heading northbound from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. It's a good ride. Just watch for the radar. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. It's 741 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. Sean Sullivan will be back soon. Just got the weather update from Dr. Bill, and say it time and time again, but that man knows his stuff.
Oh, I know. Totally. You need to check with him before you go anywhere or make your plans.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, and I know brides really like him, too.
Yes. Well, sometimes when he brings the bad news, maybe.
Well, but they know how to plan.
Yeah.
They're not caught in the dark.
Yes, exactly. And as we enter the middle point of hurricane season coming up, it's going to be especially important to know what's going on in the tropics. Also, daily, it's important to know what's going on in the news, and that's why Kelly has our news headlines for this morning.
I appreciate that shout out. Thank you, Dalton.
No problem.
741, and I will say this before you hit the roads, be sure to check. This is another good reason to check social media. I know I always check Kane's Twitter feed to see if there's any hiccups, any burps or belches
mm-hmm.
when it comes to your commute, because it changes everything. I actually tweeted out some video yesterday. There's an issue at the I-10, I-65 split, and it didn't look good. And I mean, traffic was backed up way past DIP.
Mm.
And social media allows you to keep everyone in the know when it comes to news and traffic. I'm going to handle the news part as four people rescued by the U.S. Coast Guard around 9 a.m. Monday, some 50-plus nautical miles from Orange Beach. The group became stranded after their vessel battery died. Hunter McCutcheon, Butch McCutcheon, Carrie Miller, and Brent Baker. They were located without reported injuries. Thankfully, it's all because the Coast Guard HC-144 Ocean Sentry aircraft, which launched from the Aviation Training Center in Mobile, they located that vessel Monday morning, and then a CETO boat crew transported the vessel, and everyone was safe and sound. Coast Guard is reminding you that you are reminded to file a detailed float plan with a responsible party on shore. The float plan should include an anticipated time of departure and return, as well as an intended route and destination. That information will help searchers more quickly locate the vessel if it does not return on time. All right, so we're talking about, of course, these data breaches. Equifax
mm-hmm.
has agreed to pay at least $700 million to settle lawsuits over the breach in a settlement with federal authorities in a number of states. This is a big deal. This agreement includes up to $425 million in monetary relief. The banks involved, we're talking JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Citibank, have all been wrapped around this for a number of years. And now, of course, we're talking Citibank. If you applied for a new credit card between the years of 2005 to 2019, you need to be mindful of that. We'll have more on that in the next news update. But get this, Dalton, the average cost of a data breach in the U.S. last year was just under $8 million.
Golly.
So if you've been impacted by the Equifax 2017 data breach, good news is you'll receive 10 years of free credit monitoring and $125. The bad news is your information is out there forever. So they have a number of websites where you can check to see if you've been compromised. First of all, make sure you're on the appropriate website.
Mm-hmm.
That you're not going into a hacker's website.
You don't want to give that information away when you're trying to protect yourself.
It's a big deal, and we've mentioned our podcast that you had a recent interview.
Mm-hmm. James Patterson. Mm-hmm. He was on last week with Sean Sullivan on Midday Mobile and detailed that Equifax breach.
Yeah, that's a big deal. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. And that reminds me, you put me on where I would set alarms on the calendar on my phone for changing out the batteries, you know, for smoke alarms stuff in my house. Also, the AC air filter. And that's what reminds me. I just got the reminder, you know, to change it every 3 or 4 months.
That's right. Every
AC
90
air
days.
Filter. Mm-hmm. Also a good idea. Yes. You know, everyone has a phone now. Go ahead and set a alert to remind yourself to change your passwords. Because with all these breaches happening all the time, I know I don't change my passwords near enough, but in this day and age, that is so important with all these hackers out there.
And let me just add one more thing. If you're in a public, let's say a library or a public on a public computer,
mm-hmm.
you have to remember to uncheck to save that password. Because if not, the next person that comes on there, all your information's right there.
Yep. And then they post something to your Facebook feed that says, I look silly, or something like that. Or something much, much worse. Quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, I got your sports news right here on Mobile Mornings.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient, and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Researchers with Mobile Bay Keeper began testing water samples to try to determine what was found floating in Mobile Bay after video made the rounds on social media. It's believed to be either sewage or an algae bloom. The video was taken just north of Point Clear, and once the city of Fairhope became aware of the video, crews checked the sewer system and found there were no overflows. The state of Alabama is taking steps to protect the discovery of the Clotilda in the Mobile River Delta. Last week, the Alabama Historical Commission filed an admiralty claim in federal court in Mobile. The claim will ensure that Clotilda and artifacts on the ship will be a publicly owned resource. In 1860, the Clotilda illegally transported 110 enslaved people from Africa to Mobile. The ship was then taken into the Delta and burned. A former Escambia County, Florida sheriff's deputy is charged with battery and sexual assault of a child. Investigators say 33-year-old Jerome Zaid's victims were under the age of 6, and they believe there may be more. The alleged sexual battery happened over the last 21 months. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Talking to my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. I'm riding down the road the other day. I've seen this before. Middle of a thunderstorm, and there are the sprinklers going, watering lawns that are already soaked.
Yeah, that's a pet peeve of mine too. We can help with that so simply. There's a couple of options. The simplest option really is a wireless rain sensor. It connects to the controller with your irrigation system, and it just collects a certain amount of water, shuts the system off. All of the programs remain the same, but once it dries out, it just kicks the system back on and runs its regular cycle. The second one would be a Wi-Fi chip in the controller, and that makes it smartphone capable. You'd still run a wireless rain sensor, but you're able to control the irrigation system from your phone. You can shut it off, you can turn it on, you can change run times, you can change watering frequency. And so it really just makes it capable of programming the system for the weather that we get.
All right, we want to upgrade our irrigation game. How do we get in touch?
Just give us a call at 251-626-3309. Visit our website at sextonlandscapes.com. or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
A promising University of Alabama linebacker enters the transfer portal. A San Diego Chargers legend passes away, and trading picks up ahead of this week's MLB trade deadline. It's 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start in college football news, where University of Alabama linebacker Iabi Anoma has entered the transfer portal for the second time this offseason. Back in February, the 2018 SEC All-Freshman linebacker entered the transfer portal for the first time, but that didn't last long. He withdrew his name within 24 hours. This last Friday, news came out that Anoma was no longer enrolled in classes at the university, and yesterday the news that he has entered the transfer portal for the second time. Anoma was Alabama's top-ranked recruit in the 2018 class and played in 13 games last season as a true freshman. Also yesterday, the Crimson Tide announced a future home-and-home series against the Wisconsin Badgers. The Tide and Badgers will meet in September of 2024 in Wisconsin, and then the next year in September of 2025 in Tuscaloosa. This year, Bama opens the 2019 regular season against Duke in Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium on August 29th. In NFL news, the New Orleans Saints have released wide receiver Cameron Meredith. Head coach Sean Payton announced the news yesterday, with Meredith entering his second year on the team. The Saints signed Meredith last offseason after he suffered a major knee injury in the 2017 season with Chicago. Meredith never fully recovered last season and only played in six games with New Orleans. He caught nine passes and one touchdown before being placed on injured reserve. Former San Diego Chargers fullback Keith Lincoln passed away over the weekend at the age of 80. Lincoln's a member of the Chargers Hall of Fame. He was a five-time AFL All-Star and instrumental to the Chargers' 1963 AFL Championship team. Over the course of his career, Lincoln rushed for 3,383 yards and 19 touchdowns. Also added 19 touchdowns receiving for 2,250 yards. He was known as the Moose of the Palouse while he starred at Washington State University. And after his pro career ended, Lincoln served as Washington State's Director of Alumni Relations until 2003. In baseball news, the Philadelphia Phillies have acquired left-handed pitcher Jason Vargas in a trade with the division rival New York Mets. In return, the Mets received minor league catcher Austin Bosart and cash considerations. The 36-year-old Vargas is 6-5 with a 4.01 ERA in 19 games this season. The Milwaukee Brewers acquired right-handed pitcher Jordan Lyles from the Pittsburgh Pirates. Lyles was a reserve pitcher last season for the Brewers, going 1-0 with a 3.31 ERA in 11 appearances. This season with Pittsburgh, Lyles has not been as successful, with a 5-7 overall record and 5.36 ERA. In the major leagues yesterday, the Washington Nationals beat the Atlanta Braves 6-3. Nationals third baseman Anthony Rendon hit a sixth-inning grand slam in the victory.
There it goes! A no-doubter! See you later! Anthony Rendon slams his way to a 6-2 Nationals lead.
The Braves still hold a 4.5-game lead over the Nationals in the race for the NL East. In other games, Miami defeated Arizona 11-6. The Cincinnati Reds beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 11-6, with Cincinnati's Jose Iglesias hitting a grand slam in the win. Colorado beat the LA Dodgers 9-1. The league-leading Dodgers are in a bit of a slump. They've lost four of their last six games. In the AL, Toronto beat Kansas City 7-3, and Detroit got the win over the LA Angels 7-2. And in interleague play, San Diego beat Baltimore 8-1. It's 7:52 now on FM Talk 106.5. That is the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. State troopers working in Axton to McDonald and Old Pass Cagoula finally clearing up the one at Moffitt and House Ferry. He's been there for about 45 minutes just waiting for the wreckers. Good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway downtown, no problem, but nothing out of the ordinary on the way in. Saturday night, August 10th at Mobile International Speedway, Highway 90 in Irvington, it's school bus racing with the Pure Stocks, Pro Trucks, Sportsmen, and Outlaws and Spectator Racing. Get all the details at MobileSpeedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FN Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
5 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 1065. This is Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. Sean Sullivan will be back very, very soon. Right now it's time to check the news headlines for this Tuesday morning. Here's Kelly.
All righty, we're talking about Paige A. Thompson, a name that is trending this morning and is not for a good reason.
Boo.
Boo Paige. She's been identified as a Seattle hacker who gained access to personal information from more than 100 million Capital One credit card applications. Federal authorities not only confirmed the details, Dalton, and they arrested her, but we now know she goes by the name, or her handle, that is, Erratic.
Oh.
That screams all types of whoa.
Yeah, it's a warning sign right there.
So she was able to get information, meaning your credit scores, your balances, plus social security numbers of about 140,000 customers. The FBI raided her home on Monday. Capital One says they will offer you free credit reporting and credit monitoring services to those impacted. Capital One's based in Virginia. They said they noticed the issue back on July 19th, immediately reached out to law enforcement. According to the FBI complaint, someone emailed the bank 2 days before that, and they notified them of the leaked data, which appeared on the code hosting site GitHub, which is owned by Microsoft. So the Twitter user, Erratic, sent Capital One direct messages warning about what they've done, saying, quote, "I've basically strapped myself with a bomb vest," expletive, "dropping Capital One's docs," D-O-X, "and admitting it. I wanna distribute those buckets, I think, first." That's a big deal.
Yeah.
So if you applied for a credit card between 2005, 2019, heads up. And when we're talking about compromised details, we're talking about your date of birth, your email addresses, your social security numbers, credit scores, credit limits, balances, transaction information, all of that compromised. So you may wonder, well, what happened to Thompson? She's been charged with a single count of computer fraud and abuse in U.S. District Court in Seattle. She did make an initial appearance in court. She was ordered to remain in custody pending a detention hearing coming up on Thursday. It's a lot of information, but I'm just trying to keep you in the know. On the flip side, great news. There's a back-to-school bash happening at Bay Minette Civic Center, 5:30 this Saturday, August 3rd. Free event, free school supplies, free food, live worship, and entertainment. If you'd like more information, call 251-202-3071 or visit thechosenyouth.org website and get more information. How great is that?
Great.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Thank you so much, Kelly. And with that woman that stole all those passwords, normally they say they throw the book at him in court. Mm-hmm. I say we just throw a computer at her. The entire computer. Throw it all at her.
How about we look at all her data
and
see, you know, where she's been, what she's been doing, doctor's appointments, you know, things like that. How about your grades? How about your taxes? Let's put all your business on Front Street.
Yeah, I like it. Yep. Coming up, we'll talk with Quinn Hillier. He weighs in on the president going after Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings. Also, Martha Roby stepping out as congresswoman here in Alabama. Quinn Hillier coming up next. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.